Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Dr. Wamalika, habari gani?
Yes, please. Salama sana.
Asante sana. I hope you are well this Friday.
Yes, we are fine. We are doing well. We are getting ready for the Sabbath.
Ah, fantastic. I'm glad to hear that is fantastic. Now, we want to conclude the conversation we started with you on, Wednesday, the millennium and the end of sin, which is one of the beliefs of the Adventist churches. Now, it's no secret that the world we live in is broken, Pastor, and it's been that ever since humanity rebelled in the Garden of Eden. But God has promised us that this is not going to always be the case. But can we be sure of this promise? I mean, we've been talking about these promises for centuries. Each and every generation, they come and we talk about these promises. Paul himself, at some point, was saying, commenting earlier that Paul himself believed that when he was comforting those who were hurt by the death of their loved ones, he says, "We who are alive will then." So, believing that in his lifetime, but the end of sin will be dealt with once and for all. And it's now centuries later, we are still dealing with the problem of sin. Will this problem of sin truly and really ever come to an end?
Yeah, it is true. The second coming of Christ has been a big issue, because some have looked at it in our time, but the Bible speaks in it from God's perspective. Mm-hmm. The second coming is God programmed. It's not man programmed. Mm-hmm. It is not what man is doing that will usher in the second coming. It is what God is doing that will usher in the second coming. Mm-hmm. When Christ was asked, "What is the sign of your coming?"
Yeah.
That word "sign" is singular.
Mm.
It is in Matthew 24, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
It is singular.
Yeah.
And that word "sign" in Greek, it is semeon. It simply means that which God is doing and that glorifies himself, which no man can do.
Mm-hmm.
So Christ is not coming because there is war, rumors of war, or that there are false prophets. No, he's coming because the timing, the season is appropriate.
Yeah.
I hope you are getting
the
word "save." And that sign is Matthew 24, verse 4. It's a demonstration. So the second coming is God programmed, not man programmed. And when the Bible talks of it does not mean your clock. It means the suitability of his coming in.
Yeah.
When we look at the millennium. No, very interestingly, that mentioned in one passage in the Bible, one that is Revelation 20.
Yeah,
Revelation 20 is the one that mentions millennium. In our doctrine, we have six references on millennium.
Yeah,
three in the Old Testament, three in the New Testament, and even the one in the New Testament, two are from the same book. And it is not safe to create on one book. It's not very safe. So the millennium is mentioned to help us conceptualize the unfolding of.
Yes. Oh.
It is when pre post. That argument has no salvation value. You believed that millennium will. This saved by those accuracies. Yes, by the blood of Christ himself. And also, the emphasis on millennium is true. It's our fundamental belief. I think number 27, if I'm not wrong. If you look at, you'll discover that it is given in the context of our vision. In the New Testament, the millennium is not a doctrine. In fact, it is mentioned in Revelation, and many writers in the New Testament, because Revelation came later, 1991 AD.
Okay.
So what I would like to say is that when it comes to interpretation of Bible is very clear that the bearer, the one who takes away our sin, is not Satan. It's Christ. John 1:29, he taketh away the sin of the world. Another verse that says he returns it to another person. All that the Bible says that he takes it away. Other things, it always gives the picture that only God has capacity to take away sin. Only God.
Yeah.
When he takes away our sin, he's not like a person who is bag on his head, but he knows in his heart that that bag is not his. You see, you can not a porter like in the airport. You are carrying a bag, but in the heart you know it is not yours. What you are doing is you are just carrying it.
Oh, goodness. Pastor? Pastor, the line is not good. Pastor?
Christ not only took away the sin, but it's also him who buries it. And is the one who we know that this earth will be safe from any more sin, because God says there will be no more sin. When he created Satan, he never said that. He just kept quiet, which means he coming sin. But when the redeemed have been says there will be no more sin. So we
All right, I think Pastor Dr. Wamalika. It is 22 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. I think we're having a struggle with the network there all the way from Nairobi. I'm not sure what the issue is there. But yeah, we have the gist of the conversation there, knowing that indeed during the millennium, it is only God who is, the one who can promise us that future. And of course, ending that sin, because that's the problem of sin indeed is a problem that is supposed to be dealt with by God himself, and of course we shall live eternity with him.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.